Anne's Diary. Winter, November the 15th. It looks like autumn has already turned into winter, even though the season I hate the most doesn't officially begin until sometime in December. I knew the leaves wouldn't last long before the rain came and washed them all away. I do love autumn, with all its colours. So does Mum. We went to the park on Saturday because she needed to get out of the house. She asked me to go for a walk with her. It was just her and me. We had a really good chat, and she didn't mention school or exams once. Unbelievable. She always seems so worried about my exams next summer. It's all we ever seem to talk about these days. But on Saturday, there were other things on her mind. I could see. Despite our good chat, she looked like she was concentrating on things she couldn't discuss with me. And I did ask her repeatedly what was wrong. Why won't you tell me? In the end, she took me shopping and bought me a beautiful red dress as an early Christmas present. And of course, I completely forgot about asking her any more. I'll wear the dress for Jenny's party in 2 weeks' time. I have to look good. November the 30th. I can't believe that I haven't written anything for 2 weeks. I'm so terrible to you, dear diary. Anyway, now I've got something to write about. Jenny's party. It was brilliant. It lasted until about 2 o'clock in the morning. There was lots of beer and wine for us to drink, and her parents left us alone after an hour of being there. No supervision. Can you imagine Mum and Dad letting me do that? No, nor can I. It was a perfect party. The living room was decorated like the inside of a fish tank. There were cardboard fish everywhere, decorated with fluorescent paint that shone in the dark. Jenny's parents had helped to put plastic on the walls to give the impression of glass, and there was even a round window at the side of the house, which they had decorated like the window of a ship. Wonderful! The best bit, though, was when Mark Churms, I know, terrible surname, asked me to dance. He's lovely and a really good dancer. He asked me to go to the cinema next week. I haven't said anything to Mum or Dad about it yet. I'd better get studying, so they'll have no excuse not to let me go. December the 7th. I went to a great exhibition with the school yesterday. It made me feel a lot better after that fiasco of a cinema date with Mark. You can't have something brilliant happen without having something terrible happen directly afterwards, or vice versa. Why is it always like that? Anyway, we went to the cinema. God, I was nervous. We went to see an awful film, full of action and violence. That was my fault for letting him choose. I don't have to worry about us not having the same taste in films, though, because I won't be going out with him again. Firstly, he didn't pay for me. He didn't even offer. And it was him who asked me out. Secondly, he was only interested in Arnold Schwarzenegger and didn't try to talk to me once. He didn't try to hold my hand either. I don't think he has a brain, and he's definitely not my type. How could I even consider going out with somebody whose surname is Churms? I hope it has an awful effect on his chances with girls, though his behaviour is probably enough. One thing that did surprise me, though, was the fact that Mum and Dad didn't argue with me about going. I suppose that's because they've been arguing enough between themselves lately. They always seem to be bickering about something these days. They used to get on so well, always laughing and joking, and now all they seem to do is shout at each other. It's beginning to depress me. Suddenly our house is a very angry place. Who or what is to blame? I just wish that they would both shut up. December the 10th. I saw Mark at school today and completely ignored him. It wasn't hard, as he's such an infantile idiot. I think it's true what they say about girls being more mature than boys. Mark doesn't know he's alive. He has no awareness of anything outside his little world of football and action films. Perhaps I should look for somebody older than myself. I'd love to meet someone who reads poetry and loves going for walks in the countryside. Oh, and while we're on the subject, someone who hates football as much as I do. So much for meeting someone who could be a distraction from the situation at home. I've just realised how close Christmas is. I don't know how I feel about spending it with my angry parents and a scared little sister. Poor Sarah. She's only 10 years old. She doesn't know what to make of the increase in volume when my parents start arguing. One minute, they're discussing a tedious subject like the electricity bill. The next, they're screaming blue murder about forgotten birthdays and selfishness. It's awful. December the 15th. I took Sarah to Gran's house today. It was really good to see Gran. Even better was the chance to get out of our house. Something big has happened in the last few months. I haven't got a clue what it is, but it's frightening me. I feel really sorry for Sarah. She's spending more and more time at her friend's house, and she doesn't see Mum until Mum gets home around 8 o'clock every night. Dad eats alone. What's going on? I told Gran all of this, and she helped to calm me down a bit. She says it's a difficult time for Mum and Dad, and that they need space to sort out their problems. She said it was very important that I didn't take sides. According to her, it's rare that one person can be blamed when there are problems in a marriage. I'm so glad that Gran lives close to us. I really love her. Oh, God, Diary, I feel so depressed about it all. December the 21st. Oh, no! Guess what? I've just heard that Mum and Dad aren't having any guests over Christmas or going out either. It'll just be the four of us. Mum, Dad, Sarah and me. That means 3 whole days trapped with my fighting parents. It seems like everyone is giving them the space that Gran was talking about, and all at the same time. I know it's going to be terrible, and I don't even feel like buying presents. I hate Christmas. December the 27th. I couldn't write anything over Christmas, as I was too depressed. It was sad, really sad. And it's not even as if Mum and Dad argued. They didn't. They just didn't speak at all. I think that was even worse than the shouting. The house was completely silent apart from me and Sarah talking and playing with her new toys and games. Even the television, with all its Christmas programmes full of people laughing and having festive fun, couldn't make it any more lively. On Christmas Day, Dad got drunk after Sarah went to bed and started crying in front of me. Mum was in the kitchen on the telephone most of the time. I suppose she was crying as well, because her eyes were very red. Anyway, I think that seeing Dad crying is one of the worst things that has ever happened to me. He seems so weak. My Dad! I wanted to talk to him, but I had to keep my promise to Gran that I wouldn't take sides. Anyway, I don't really feel ready to talk to either of them about anything. I just want to shout at them. Don't they realise what they're doing to Sarah and me? January the 2nd. I had a great New Year's Eve. I went to a brilliant party organised by some of the girls who left our school last year. We were invited by Jenny's older sister. Everyone there seemed so grown up and, well, more mature. I didn't bump into Mark Cherms there, of course. No kids allowed. No, seriously, Diary. He's such a child, they wouldn't ask him. Anyway, everyone got a bit drunk and there was a lot of kissing. Everyone was doing it at 12 o'clock. I wonder if I look older than 17. I hope so. Just a little bit, anyway. There were a few gorgeous boys there who I hadn't seen before. Good-looking and interesting. They didn't talk about football all night, not like a certain person whose name begins with M. I got home at 4 o'clock. Mum and Dad were still out celebrating. Separately, of course. January the 31st. What an awful month January is. It's so grey, cold and boring after the Christmas period, although I can't say I'm sorry that the holiday's over. Mum and Dad hardly speak to each other at all these days, and when they do, it's so cold, I think I'd prefer to hear them arguing. There is a stony silence when they're in the same room, which isn't often. We'll have to see how long this can last. Sarah's so disorientated. She runs from Mum to Dad, looking up into their faces, searching for some sign of communication between them. It's horrible to watch. She has a permanently confused expression on her face. I'm really worried about her. Her world is dominated by my parents. They are still godlike creatures to her. She thinks that Mum is an angel and Dad is her hero. She wants to marry him. That's a laugh, isn't it? How much longer will it take for her to realise that our parents are full of problems, just like anyone else? But she won't realise because she's too young. She'll blame it on herself. I just know it. It's so unfair. Spring, March the 20th. Revision, revision, and more revision. It's driving me crazy. It seems to be the only thing that anyone can talk about. And I mean talk about, because none of my friends will actually admit having started revising yet. I certainly haven't, and I'm getting quite worried about it. Why do they make us do exams in everything at the same time? Why couldn't we just do some each term? No, they have to leave everything to the last minute. So do we, of course, but I'm not a teacher. I know I'd do things a lot better than they do. And I'd be interested in more than just schoolwork and telling girls to take their makeup off. But I really have no desire to be a teacher anyway. Mum and Dad are the same as all the teachers at school. They only worry about whether I'm upstairs in my bedroom. They don't seem to realise that just because I'm up here doesn't mean I'm doing anything. As soon as I close the door, they start arguing in angry whispers, which are very easy to hear if I put my ear to the floor. I know, dear diary, that I shouldn't be listening to their private conversations, but I have to find out what's going on. What was it that started all this between Mum and Dad? March the 30th. I never thought of my mother as a career woman, but that is exactly what she's become. I know that she probably wants to spend more time out of the house because of what's happening with her and Dad. What is unacceptable is that Sarah needs her more than ever and Mum's not here for her. How can she leave Sarah at her friend's house until 8 o'clock? I can look after myself, not that anybody seems very interested in whether I can or not. I'm just a machine to produce good marks at the moment. But Sarah needs Mum. Why can't I have a family like Jenny's? They seem so happy. They really seem to like each other. Maybe it would be easier for me at the moment if I had an older brother or sister. It's hard being the eldest all the time. April the 5th. Easter is late this year, which means that when the holidays end, there will be less time to revise before June and exams. With this in mind, Mum has booked some tickets to take Sarah and me to France over the holiday without Dad. He has to work, apparently. At least, that's the official explanation from Mum. She's rented a house for a week and she'll spend lots of time with Sarah while I revise and study like a maniac. Oh, wow! Great holiday, I don't think. But I'm happy that Sarah will have some time with Mum. She really needs it. I feel too angry anyway to spend much time with Mum at the moment. I don't know if this is fair, but Dad always worked longer hours. It's Mum that's changed. Why now? Can't she see that it's wrong? I also know that I'm beginning to break my promise to Gran. It's so hard not to blame someone. I want to blame one of them for inflicting this horrible situation on Sarah and me. Sarah's started to have nightmares again, and she always wants to sleep in my bed. I have to let her come in with me, because Mum doesn't even hear her crying. God, I hate Mum sometimes. I really do. April the 10th. Bonjour, diary. The countryside of Normandy has turned me into a poet. I've been writing lots of poems while I should be revising for exams. I think if I see another Shakespeare text or maths problem, I'll scream. And I really can't stand biology or geography. They're the worst. You never know, diary. I might write some of my poems in here for you to have between your pages. No, don't worry. They're so awful. I wouldn't inflict them on you. Mum and Sarah have been out all day in the car Mum rented. At least Mum is spending time with my little sister. Sarah's actually been smiling again since we got here. April the 11th. Well, now I know all about what's been happening between Mum and Dad. She told me everything last night. Mum and I actually had a very good talk. She bought a really nice bottle of wine for us. I think she wanted some courage before we talked. She seemed really nervous and spoke very slowly. I could see that she was thinking about each word before she let it come out of her mouth. Despite the pleasant effects of the wine, the truth still felt like a slap in the face. Mum has been having an affair for the past year. An affair! She says that she is very confused about what she should do. She's tried to explain that the confusion you feel as an adolescent doesn't stop when you become an adult. There are always so many questions to be answered. I was particularly disillusioned with that discovery. Marrying somebody and having children apparently doesn't mean that you won't meet somebody else and end up falling in love with them. She said that she hoped I was old enough to understand and not to judge her too harshly. I was very calm and just watched her when she started crying. She's very pretty, my mum. She looked younger last night. Or maybe it was just the news that she has a boyfriend. I tried to look at her as someone who I was seeing for the first time. But that doesn't change the fact that my mother has a boyfriend. I don't know how I feel about this information. I have to sleep. But I do know that she didn't even say sorry. Not once. April the 12th. Today I feel angry with Mum. Angry and hurt, especially for Dad. Poor Dad. I wonder how he's feeling at the moment. Maybe he's fallen out of love with Mum and it doesn't matter. She did say that they were both confused as to what they should do. How on earth does she expect me to be able to concentrate on exam revision now? My own mother has got a lover. How did they meet? What do they do when they're together? Oh no, I don't want to know what they do. I find the thought of my mother having an affair quite disgusting. What will happen to us if Mum and Dad get divorced? April the 12th, later. I've just had another long chat with Mum. I'm feeling a little better about things. I haven't got a knot in my stomach anymore. We talked about the future. Mum promised that no final decisions have been taken. She kept stressing the words family and we. Mum made me promise to be extra understanding of Sarah during the next few months. What an insult! Who has been letting Sarah sleep in her bed every night for the past 4 months? Anyway, Mum said that she and Dad had been having problems for some time before she met her boyfriend. She said that they had fallen out of love when Sarah was born, 10 years ago. I always thought that when you marry someone, that's the beginning of the rest of your life. But that doesn't seem to be true, does it? April the 17th. Today is the last day of the holiday. It's a shame I haven't seen more of Normandy, especially as I certainly haven't done any revising either. Oh well, never mind. I don't think I'm going to do very well in the exams anyway. I just can't seem to concentrate. I even find homework difficult to finish. I'm going to miss the chats with Mum and the bottles of wine. I've got a knot in my stomach again. and I'm not looking forward to seeing Dad. Mum says that they had agreed she would tell me about everything. So he knows that I know. What am I going to say to him? Oh, help, Diary. Help! April the 20th. Welcome to the House of Doom. I hate being here, and I hate revising. My life is without sunshine at the moment, and I just want this all to end. I'm getting problems from the teachers at school now, even though my parents have told them what's happening at home. At school, you're supposed to show that you have character, and that apparently means that you're expected to study more if your parents are breaking up. Mum and Dad continue to avoid one another. When their paths happen to cross, it's usually to discuss some household matter, but never to talk. They just don't communicate. How are they supposed to be solving their problems if they won't say more than a few words to each other? Perhaps they talk at night when they're sure that I'm asleep, but I don't think so. I'm awake most nights until 2 o'clock, and I never hear anything. Just silence. Always silence. May the 1st. May Day. It was good to see Dad last night. He has been in Japan for a week on business. I missed him. The atmosphere when he was away was slightly better, though. It's easier when one of them isn't at home. The other one visibly relaxes. And believe me, I need to start relaxing. Exams are horribly close. Less than a month away. May the 5th. I can already see that May is going to be one of those months. You know, a month that takes forever to end, and yet if you blink, you miss it. It feels like my life is in slow motion at the moment. I want to run. I want to run away. It has been 6 months now, and the fog still hasn't lifted. It would be brilliant if Mum and Dad could just decide what they want to do. How much time does it take? If their marriage is over, then it's over, isn't it? Oh, God, I've just had a ridiculous thought. I hope that they're not staying together for me, so I'll pass all my exams. Because if they are, they're going to get a shock when the results come out. They can't seriously think that them being together and hating each other is better than them apart. Surely not. If they're staying together for the moment, then it must be for Sarah. So why can't they see that they're making her life more difficult living under the same roof? I really think they should separate. Perhaps they just don't realise. Maybe I should tell them what I think. Maybe. Why is everything perhaps and maybe? Oh, I can't concentrate. May the 10th. Oh, how I need you now, dear Diary. How I need to write all this down on your pages. My friends at school are all so worried about their exams that they don't have time to think about what's happening to me. I don't feel like telling them either. Jenny knows that there are problems, but she really doesn't seem to understand. What will happen to Sarah? Mum and Dad are her world. Mum says that Sarah's teacher phoned her yesterday. The teacher says that Sarah's behaviour has changed radically in the past few months, especially in the playground. She used to play with her friends and was very popular, but now she only wants to be with the monitor, holding her hand. She has become very demanding in class too, and often creates problems just so that she can have the teacher's attention. This all seems very strange to the teacher because Sarah was such a confident and happy child before all this started. Oh, please don't let her suffer. I try to convince her that the angels are looking after her and that everything will be all right. But last night she almost broke my heart. She told me that the angels are frightened when they hear people shouting, so they go away. It's so tragic. May the 12th. I cannot believe that I'm writing this, but things are getting even worse at home. Last night, Mum and Dad had an enormous fight that lasted about 2 hours. We were all crying. Mum and Dad said some really ugly things to each other in front of us. They just don't care, do they? I hate them both, I really do. I thought Dad was the innocent one, but he said some terrible things to Mum. I can see that it's not all her fault. I never thought I would hear my father say things like that. They shouted and screamed at each other, and they wouldn't stop even when I begged them to. I don't care what happens to them now. I just want to leave with Sarah. Oh, get me out of this house. I know. I'll phone Gran. May the 12th. Later. I spoke to Gran, and she said that Sarah and I can stay at her house for a few weeks. At last, some peace and quiet. Dad appeared this morning and said that he's moving to a hotel. Mum is staying at home. I know that she won't be alone, because she'll have her boyfriend to look after her. I don't think I've ever felt less loved, and I don't want to live with either of them. May the 15th. Dearest Diary, I feel so much better. Just a few days at Gran's and everything seems so much clearer. Gran was shocked that neither Mum nor Dad has been talking to me about what is happening between them, at least not since my chats with Mum in France. That seems like years ago. Gran is very wise sometimes. She doesn't seem surprised or depressed about Mum and Dad's marital problems. And she won't take sides. Although she is Mum's mum, she has never said one hurtful thing about Dad to me. She says that it's a mark of maturity to realise that their relationship is a separate thing to how they feel about Sarah and me. The relationship is something that began to exist long before we were born, and it is from that relationship that we were born, when they were still in love, obviously. May the 16th. I am still pretending to revise. What a farce! I hope Mum and Dad blame themselves for the terrible marks I'm going to get. To be honest, I just don't care. Gran's been wonderful, though. I really hadn't expected her to be so open-minded at her age. She talks about sex and everything. She says that marriage is a very mysterious thing, and there are many elements that can make it go wrong. Most problems, she says, have been building up for years. I will be finding out about relationships myself soon, according to her. I don't think I want to, really. The last thing I'm thinking about at the moment is a boyfriend. May the 20th. I just spoke to Dad on the phone. He said he was really sorry about the argument and the terrible things he said to Mum. He sounded really sad. He insisted that he wouldn't put the phone down until I had forgiven him. I don't think that's fair. How can he expect me to simply forget that awful night? But he sounded so sad that I had to say something to make him feel better. He said he misses us all very much. Even Mum? I doubt it. May the 23rd. This week seems endless. I wish the summer would come and we could all go on holiday. I remember the holidays we used to have when I was little. Mum and Dad were happy then. They were always kissing and laughing. I remember when I was 10, the same age as Sarah is now, Mum and Dad took me to Disney World in Florida. It was my first time on an aeroplane and my first time at a hotel. I felt loved and happy. How different it must be for Sarah. She hasn't had much security lately. The opposite, in fact. I wish I had more time for her, but I have to at least pretend that I'm revising. I'll always protect her if I can, but it will be difficult after I leave home. She'll still be very young. I'd love to leave home right now, but maybe I'll feel differently after the exams. They start tomorrow, and I haven't even picked up a book today. I know I'm going to fail everything. Wish me luck, dear diary. I'm going to need lots of it. Summer, June the 25th. I can't believe that the exams have finished. Exams over. Month of June nearly over. Parents' marriage over? Yes, of course. There's still that little problem to clear up before life returns to normal. Or will it ever be normal again? Mum and Dad have paid for me to have another holiday in France. I'll be staying with a family on the West Coast. They must think that I'm in love with France or something. Either that, or they believe I need a holiday. Well, actually, they're right. I do need a holiday. But will Sarah be all right without me? She'll be spending this summer with Mum and Gran in Cornwall. I hope she'll be happy. Poor Dad has to work most of the summer. I feel really sorry for him. But I'm looking forward to France. I'll be there in 2 weeks. I can't wait to go swimming in the sea. July the 3rd. Dearest Diary, it's so good to be here in La Rochelle. I've been really lucky to get the family I'm staying with. There are three kids. Sylvie's the same age as me and is très sympathique. Romain's 2 years older and is incredibly good-looking and very nice too. Then there's little Yvonne, who's a year older than Sarah. They've made me feel so welcome and have already taken me to two of the little islands nearby to swim and sunbathe. I feel so relaxed that I'm actually telling jokes in French that everybody understands. What a relief! I was beginning to think that I would never be able to tell jokes again. July the 21st. It's so good to have a bit of distance between me and my parents. I'm still angry with them, and I hope that I have the chance to tell them that. I really do. On a better note, I had some crepe and cider today with Romain. I think I'm in love. Autumn, August the 30th. I can't say I'm exactly ecstatic to be back in England again, but at least there seems to be a better atmosphere at home. Sarah looks so well and happy after her month in Cornwall. It seems to have done Mum a lot of good too. She looks brown and relaxed. The only one who seems worse from the summer is Dad. I think he looks older. I got my exam results and surprise, surprise, I failed everything except history. I can't believe I passed history. But it doesn't change the fact that I failed the others. Mum and Dad were cool about the whole thing. They say it may be an idea for me to go to an independent college where I can do all the exams again in January if I feel ready, or in June. It sounds quite good, actually. If I pass in January, I could go to France as an au pair for 6 months and see Romain. September the 3rd. Well, now I know the reason why there's such a good atmosphere at home. Mum and Dad seem to have come to a decision. They have decided to separate and probably divorce if they can live without each other for a year. I don't know why the thing I've been longing for most suddenly makes me want to cry. I'm very sorry that they're divorcing. Dad seems to be more badly affected. When they sat down and told us, his eyes were full of tears throughout the whole thing. Thank goodness he didn't start really crying. I hate seeing my father cry. It's strange to see him so vulnerable. And I want him to be strong in front of Mum, as she seems to be taking it all very well indeed. But who really knows how she feels? Perhaps she's mourning in her own way. She must be worried about us, mustn't she? Well, I don't know, Diary. I just want to enjoy the rest of my holiday and not think about it anymore. September the 5th. My birthday today. 18. That means I'm officially an adult. I do feel older, though, and stronger, even though it's sad that Mum and Dad aren't together anymore. They seem happier and are both spending more time with Sarah. And my birthday present was brilliant. They're going to give me a plane ticket and some money so I can travel after my exams next year. They said I could go anywhere, America, Australia, South America. I like the idea of South America. 6 months in France And then the Amazon? Life is definitely getting better. September the 30th. I really like my new college. Everyone seems very grown up there. It's intimidating, but at the same time very exciting. We can wear our own clothes and smoke if we want to. The teachers are the best thing, though. They speak to you like an equal, and there's no stress about arriving on time or not coming in at all. They say it's our decision if we don't want to come in, but that we should be adult enough to realise that if we mess up this time, we'll still have to retake the exams in June. So it's not worth missing college classes, is it? I don't want to be repeating my exams for the rest of my life. I can't think of anything worse. Mum and Dad are paying quite a lot of money for me to study there too. I do appreciate them spending such a lot of money on my education, even if part of their motivation is guilt. My motivation is going to France at the end of January. Sylvie and Romain's parents know some people who need an au pair, and they've said that the job's mine if I can go in the new year. October the 11th. I've been looking over the last year and what I've written here. It's 11 months since I became aware of all these problems between Mum and Dad. I feel like a different person now. I'm surprised at how secure I feel. Dad has left home. He went 2 days ago. Luckily, I was at college and Sarah was at school when he took away the last of his things. I think he did it deliberately so it wouldn't upset us. That was very good of him. It shows me that he really does care. There are many people at college with divorced parents. I hadn't realised just how common divorce is, or just how difficult it is to be with one person for the whole of your existence. I still feel that Mum was the one who gave up on her relationship with Dad, but she seems so much better for the decision. So does Sarah. I thought she was going to be really hysterical about Dad leaving, but she wasn't too bad at all. It's sad for her. But Dad will see a lot of her, and neither he nor Mum is going to fight about us, which is a big relief. Time for everyone to get on with life. And time to write to Romain. I hope you don't mind, Diary, but I've got someone else to write to now.